Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're looking into something pretty fascinating. A scientific breakthrough seems to have, well, huge health implications, but surprisingly few people really know about it. We're talking about redox signaling molecules.
Exactly. And our mission today, you know, in this deep dive, is to really unpack what redox signaling actually is. We'll look at the history, why it matters, and maybe figure out why it's not exactly headline news.
Right.
And then there's this recent development, a kind of game changer that we really need to explore for what it means for your health.
Okay, let's get into it. So the story kind of kicks off, I gather, back in 1998.
That's right, 1998, a pivotal year.
Yeah, three researchers got the Nobel Prize in medicine.
They did, for work related to a specific redox molecule.
And the amazing part is, this molecule, it had been around, known about, but dismissed.
For decades, yeah. Completely dismissed.
Right.
Basically considered insignificant metabolic noise by a lot of the scientific community.
Insignificant. But it turns out it's crucial for communication, for health messages in the body.
Precisely. Its role in communicating these vital messages was, well, overlooked for a very long time.
Was there a specific reason? Or just, you know, the science wasn't there yet?
That's a good question. I think it's more that the understanding, the tools, they hadn't caught up. You know, redox itself.
Yeah, what is redox exactly?
It's a term from electrochemistry, fundamentally. It just describes the transfer electrons between atoms. Simple chemistry, really.
Okay.
But applying that to biology, understanding its role inside us, that took time. Once that Nobel Prize hit, though, recognizing the biological significance, boom, the field just exploded.
To how?
We saw this massive worldwide expansion in research. Suddenly, publications were everywhere in major international journals. Graduate-level textbooks started appearing. Universities were actually opening whole departments just for redox biology.
Whole departments? Wow.
Yeah, it was, and still is, a huge wave. Just to give you an idea, we're talking over 100 scientific papers published on redox signaling every single month, even now.
Okay, hold on. Over 100 papers a month.
That's right. The research is incredibly active.
Then the central question really becomes, why isn't this common knowledge? If it's that big, that researched, why aren't we hearing about redox signaling on, you know, the nightly news or major health websites?
Right. And that brings us to a really crucial point. It boils down to a longstanding belief, almost a dogma, within the scientific community.
Which was?
The firm belief that it's simply impossible to produce balanced, stable redox signaling molecules outside of our body.
Impossible.
That was the thinking. If you can't make them stable outside a living cell, you can't bottle them, you can't supplement them, there's no practical application for the public.
So that belief was the main barrier to kind of public awareness.
Absolutely. It effectively shut down that avenue of thinking for a long time. Why talk about something you can't do anything about externally?
Okay.
And this is the exciting part. There's been an incredible development recently that directly challenges that core assumption.
Interesting. Before we jump into that breakthrough, maybe we should back up a bit. Let's talk basics. Yeah. Our bodies, cells.
Exactly. The fundamental building blocks. We're made of, what, something like 75 trillion cells, give or take?
75 trillion. That's an astronomical number.
It really is. And when we talk about being healthy, you know, having a healthy heart, a healthy liver, healthy skin.
We're really talking about the health of the cells making up those organs.
Precisely. Healthy heart cells, healthy liver cells, healthy brain cells. True health really starts at the cellular level.
Got it. So how these redox molecules fit into the cell picture?
Well, they are actually produced inside our cells. Naturally.
Okay.
And they are absolutely essential. They're the messengers. They allow cells to communicate effectively with each other.
Communication for what purpose?
Critically, for healing and repair. Think about the daily wear and tear our bodies go through, from the environment, the food we eat, just daily stress.
Right.
These molecules help signal the damage and coordinate the repair process. They help our tissues heal themselves.
So millions of cells getting damaged daily.
Tens of billions, actually, that need repair or replacement every single day.
Tens of billions.
Yep. And even more if you're sick or injured or sore from exercise, the demand goes way up.
Okay, that really puts it in perspective. And you mentioned this earlier, but the age factor is quite striking.
It is. It's something everyone can relate to.
Yeah, that example of a kid scraping their knee.
Right, a five-year-old falls down, scrapes a knee. A few days later, you can barely see where it happened.
But for an adult, maybe even someone middle-aged or older.
That same scrape can take weeks, sometimes even months, to heal completely. It might leave a scar.
And that difference, you're saying, is largely down to these molecules.
It's a primary factor, yes. As we get older, our cells just don't produce as many of these vital redox signaling molecules.
And especially if we're sick, the production drops even more.
Correct. When the body's under stress, production efficiency seems to decrease.
So this decline has some pretty serious implications, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, look at the health landscape. Modern medicine is incredible for acute problems, infections, trauma, surgeries, amazing things.
Absolutely.
But despite that, the rates of chronic illness, things like heart disease, diabetes, autoimmune conditions, they just keep climbing.
I've seen those stats. They're quite alarming.
They are. In the US alone, chronic disease is projected to increase something like six times faster than the population growth.
Six times faster. That's staggering.
It is, and it points to something fundamental not being addressed. And when you understand that redox signaling is, well, absolutely necessary for all life on Earth that has more than one cell, from simple organisms right up to us.
Necessary for all multicellular life.
Yes, it starts to become pretty clear that maintaining, or perhaps boosting, proper redox signaling levels in your body, well, it's looking like it could be one of the single most important things you can do for your health.
That's a very strong statement. The single most important thing, more than diet, exercise.
Well, think about it this way. Diet and exercise are hugely important, obviously. But how does your body use the nutrients? How does it respond and repair after exercise?
Okay.
That requires communication. It requires signaling. Redox signaling is that fundamental communication network within the cells and between them. It tells the body how to utilize those good inputs, how to manage damage, how to maintain balance, or homeostasis.
So it's like the underlying operating system.
That's a good analogy, yeah. It's the system that allows everything else to work optimally. Without good signaling, even the best inputs might not be used effectively.
Okay, that makes sense. Which brings us back to that breakthrough you mentioned, the thing science thought was impossible.
Exactly. So after, get this, 17 years of dedicated research,
17 years.
17 years and millions of dollars invested, this company, ASEA, they actually did it. They succeeded in creating stable, balanced redox signaling molecules outside the body in a bottle.
Wow. So they cracked the code that the broader scientific community thought was uncrackable.
Pretty much, yes. Many in the scientific world still think it's impossible because the established understanding was so strong.
So how? What did they figure out? What was the secret sauce, so to speak?
Well, the key is they managed to create molecules that are bioactive, balanced, and stabilized. Those three terms are critical.
Okay, break this down. Bioactive.
Bioactive means your body recognizes and can actually use them. They're not just inert chemicals. They're in a form that interacts correctly with your cellular machinery, just like the ones your body makes.
Got it. Balanced.
Balanced refers to the specific ratio of different types of redox molecules. It's a delicate balance inside our cells, and they replicated that precise, necessary balance.
And stabilized. That was the big hurdle,
That
right?
is the impossible part. These molecules are naturally very reactive and short-lived inside the body. AZ developed a highly patented multi-step process to make them stable in the solution over time.
Can you describe that process, basically?
Sure. They start with a pristine saline solution, basically salt water, that's identical in concentration to what's inside our cells.
Okay, like IV fluid.
Similar idea, yeah. Then, using a complex protected electrochemical process, a redox process, naturally they break down the bonds of the salt, sodium chloride, and the water, H2O molecules,
Down to the atomic level.
down to the atoms, yeah. Then, the crucial step, they restructure and recombine these atoms into new configurations, creating these stabilized redox signaling
I
molecules.
heard the result is.
The result is what they claim is the world's first and currently only redox signaling supplement, something that can deliver these vital molecules from outside the body.
So if this is accurate, it means for the very first time in history, we can actually replenish these molecules,
That's the implication, yeah.
restore these messengers that decline with age and illness, and potentially empower our bodies to, well, heal themselves more effectively.
That's the potential promise, to
Right.
support the body's own innate healing mechanisms at a very fundamental level.
That's quite profound, actually, a real paradigm shift, potentially.
It really is, and it leaves us with a pretty significant thought, doesn't it?
Which is.
Well, given that the scientific establishment for so long believed creating these molecules externally was flat out impossible, now that it's apparently been done, what else might be possible? What could this breakthrough mean for the future of health, for medicine, for longevity in ways we haven't even begun to imagine yet?
That's definitely something to ponder. What are the next steps we haven't even considered?
Exactly. It opens up a whole new frontier, potentially.
For more information or to purchase Redox Signaling Molecule Supplement, visit the website at www.aciaredoxcell.com.